Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew himself to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. 2 quick thoughts from this particular text. The first is that while we normally think of Jesus as the one who provides us with all that we need for the life to come, the Savior who saves us from sin, death, and the devil and brings us to eternal life and the joys that never end in the new heaven and the new earth. In other words, we normally think of Jesus as the one who gives us every spiritual blessing. That's, of course, true. But this text reminds us that Jesus is also the one who answers our prayer for daily bread. Jesus is the good shepherd who leads us to the still waters and to the green pastures. And he's the one that feeds us. He's the one that cares for us, body and soul. So that Jesus teaches us not to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink or what we're going to wear. The pagans worry about that stuff. We seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things are added to us because our God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit knows that we need all of these things and he will provide it. Jesus is the one who gives us all that we need for this life as well as for the life to come. That's the first point. The second point is this miracle of walking on water. It's a bit of a mystery why the disciples leave Jesus, why they don't wait for him. There must have been some sort of instruction that indicated that they should leave and head across the sea and get where they were going. But here it is in the middle of the night. They've been working all night to get across the sea. The wind is against them. The waves are there. And Jesus walks on the sea. In the other Gospels, it indicates that he almost went by them, but they saw and were afraid. And Peter goes out in the water with them, and they come to the boat, and they're at the land. This reminds us that Jesus has the power over all of those things which would frighten or alarm us. So we sing in that most beautiful hymn, "Be Still My Soul." The winds and waves still know the voice of him who ruled them while he dwelt below. In other words, Dear friends, this Jesus who fed the 5,000 in the wilderness from 5 loaves and 2 fish, this Jesus who walked across the water, who calmed the sea, this Jesus who healed the sick, who raised the dead, who rescued all of those who were afflicted, this Jesus who died on the cross and rose from the grave, this Jesus is your Jesus. And that's our confidence today and every day. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus as the heavenly bread of life. Grant us faith to feast on him in your word and sacraments, that we may be nourished unto life everlasting. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.